It's become a lunchtime tradition. The WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, some of the biggest media companies are out with earnings today. Returning guest Tom Lason is president of New Media Solutions in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour.
Glad to be here, as always.
What are we hearing, good news or bad news from the media companies?
Well, that's the thing. I think it smells like good news, but actually looks like bad news. The earnings reports are good. They're beating the street, which is always, you know, something that's, greeted with a lot of fanfare. But when you kind of peel back the layers here and open up the trunk and look inside, I'm really a little bit concerned about what I would call the quality of the earnings that I'm seeing. Take AOL, for instance. They actually had a revenue decline, which means that their profits are coming from cost-cutting. And this is happening with a lot of media companies all across the country, both regional broadcasters and national companies that are experiencing their revenue gains through cost-cutting as opposed to growing their revenues. So that's where I kind of get into that quality of earnings issue.
That's the story of corporate America right now. We're looking for final demand increases, not just cost-cutting. Does it say something then about the health of the industry at this juncture?
I think it does very much. What it says to me when I take all these, some of the reports I've been reading and put them all on the table and kind of take the 30,000-foot view of them, it says that the pie continues to shrink. Now, it's going to be divvied up in different ways, and different companies are going to work on merging and trying to eat each other's lunch and go to war over who gets paid and how they get paid with things like affiliate agreements and television stations. That's a huge issue right now. But at the end of the day, it's a fight over a smaller piece of pie and over market share as opposed to growing the pie and seeing new money come into these business models.
Last week when Apple unveiled its new iPad, the tablet computer, there was a lot of talk about how this was going to revolutionize things. Today, the Time Warner CEO is saying that he's kind of playing down the possibility of a video content deal for the iPad. Do you think that this is going to make that much of a difference?
I think it's an incremental thing. It's a tool. At the end of the day, that's just another widget. It's a cool thing. It's a neat tool for distributing content or to view content. But behind that question, great, that's the front end device. It's very neat. Behind it, though, is who's paying for the content to fill the thing with, and how does that business model work? Time Warner, you mentioned them. I thought one of the interesting things that I saw in their report was, they've reversed their losses for the fourth quarter. Congratulations. But what are they going to do with their money? They're going to raise their dividend and repurchase their stock. I got to tell you, that doesn't a plan like that with your excess cash doesn't really strike me as a great idea for moving forward and building a new business model. It's a very defensive move, and I think it's the best idea they've got right now, which is to repurchase their own stock. Not real creative.
We saw yesterday Sony was announcing layoffs, several hundred jobs, about 6% of its workforce. Talk to us about Sony's problems.
Sony announced layoffs. CBS announced layoffs. This cost-cutting continues to come. Sony is a nicely integrated company. They've got hardware, software, content. They've got a lot of things going on. But it's advertising revenues, a lot of capital purchases. Sony sells a lot into the broadcast space and into other corporate entities that are CapEx expenditures. Those still have not come back. So I don't see any of these earnings reports. I see them as being something that a trader would look at, to see where stocks are trading relative to their moving day, 50 or 200 day moving averages, which is lower right now, even so, and making it's a story for traders. I don't think it's a story necessarily for people looking at the long-term viability of these business models.
Tom, as we see the companies merging and fighting over that thinner piece of pie, do you see any winners at this point?
I don't necessarily. There will be winners. I mean, somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to make this work. How they're going to make it work and who that's going to be at this point, I really don't know. I think at the end of the day, you have to kind of look at vertical integration. I like Comcast. They've got the pipes. They've got the content. They've got people convinced that they need to pay for television. Time Warner's kind of in the same boat. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be the traditional big media players. But how they generate revenue and who's left, who survives, who doesn't,
Boy, still very much up in the air.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking with you more about it in the future. Thanks so much, Tom.